Welcome to Deeply Rooted, a web series on mindset. My name is Tony Wisdom, aka Tony Gaines. I've spent over 20 years in the music business as a producer, engineer, label owner, and executive. This show is dedicated to changing the narrative on success. I reached out to the most successful people I know. I want to know what drives them, their greatest mistakes, their best advice, their secrets to success, and how all of that has shaped who they are today. Take a journey with us.
How's it going? Deeply Rooted, Season 4, Episode 8, the finale. I really am blown away just at how far we've come. You know, we're on the 32nd episode. That's crazy to me. After this season, after this episode, I'm going to take a break for a couple weeks. We're going to head down to West Palm Beach and go to the Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within event in a couple weeks. And when I come back from there, we'll get started again. But I really want to talk just for a second about this season and how powerful it's been. You know, like, it's what I want this show to be, a place to learn, place to hear different perspectives, place to grow. It's why we're planting all these seeds. It's why there's a big tree right there, you know, is just trying to do my part, as we all should, you know. So season four, with the exception of guest one, which is my guy, AJ Gupta, the other six guests after that, well, seven now, including this next guest, have all been women. I lost my mother in 2019, and you know, ever since then, I've just been kind of reflecting on the role she played in my life, you know? And there's really nothing more powerful than a kick-ass, strong-willed rock star woman. And to end the season, that's exactly who we have. Miss Dawn LeMay, also known as Dawn of the Underground. I'm able to kind of follow a little bit of her journey, you know, in Clubhouse. And she's always on these exciting adventures, and she always has this great energy and fight through anything attitude. So it is my honor to have Dawn, and I can't wait to have another great conversation. Happy Halloween, everyone. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on Dawn.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, man. Rock on.
No doubt. How are you? Happy Halloween.
I am absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
I love the background, the motif you have going on here.
This is what you get.
So festive. So just briefly, Dawn, can you give me some background on who you are professionally and your history?
All right. I work in the industry as Dawn of the Underground. I work internationally in music, film, and entertainment, giving those a voice that can't speak loud enough for themselves. So you'll either see me on stage, behind stage, or making connections internationally to go ahead and bring things that other people don't see into the light. So any day of the week, I could be anywhere. Anywhere that my car can drive or I can fly, I'll find a way to be at the table, and I'll help the underdogs.
I love that. I love the story of, maybe were you in Tennessee, the story of when you weren't supposed to be working and you were trying to kind of blend in. And then by the end of the
I'd had an issue where I went off the radar for a minute because things that had been happening. And I figured I just brought my social media presence and everything down, and I felt diminished. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I had an opportunity to go to one of the rock festivals, which was Blue Ridge Rock Fest, one of the largest rock festivals. Literally didn't even have a ticket. And just went backstage, and I'm like, I'm here. Went to the head of security. I'm like, I'm here. What do you need? And yeah. Within the first few hours of me being there, I ended up working with all of the artists. All of the security started reporting to me. I didn't blend in very well at all.
Yeah, I love that story. So, Dawn, who is Dawn the person?
I don't know. I think if you've ever watched that Star Trek episode where Ulrich Volg or whatever, where she kind of adapted to whoever she was in the surroundings, and she got the intellectual prowess from who she was around. Mm-hmm. That's why I prefer to be around intelligent, powerful people, because I kind of absorb that energy. So the better people I can be around, the better I am. Oh, believe me, I can go with the dregs of society. I'll blend right in there too. So I kind of have to balance. So I think I'm just this really unique conglomeration that can fit in just about anywhere. And it kind of works. I don't know.
I love that. How do you define success?
Being better than I was yesterday. As long as there's any positive movement forward, it's still positive movement forward. It's when you stay still, you stay planted, or you start going backwards. I think I mentioned in Clubhouse, I saw someone say this before. It's like, you see the windshield, you see the rear view mirror, and you see the side mirror. The side mirror and the rear mirror are so much smaller than the windshield because you're not going that way. You're supposed to be facing forward. So any forward momentum, no matter how small, no matter how, you know, incremental, it's still positive. So all I'm trying to do is be a better version than I was yesterday.
I love it. I love it. What drives you? What's your why?
See, I should have done my homework and researched these questions. My why is because I guess my dad really raised me as a tomboy. And I've had this conversation with Charles and a few other people that I've actually had some confusion in my life, because it's like, how can you be a strong woman and be feminine? You're either slotted into, you're being too much like a boy, you're doing too manly, or you're not feminine enough. So when I was growing up, I was definitely the tomboy. I was handed the wrench. I was told, you know, pick up that side. I wasn't ever asked, oh, is that too heavy for you, baby? You just got that side. I was never told, you know, hey, we're going to do this brake job, and oh, that bolt won't come off, I guess we stop. That was never an option. So my dad always instilled in me that as long as you push forward and you keep on moving forward, you can do anything you put your mind to. And I guess that moving forward incrementally and learning as much as you can and gathering as much information from as many sources as you can makes you a more powerful force to help more people, because you have the intelligence to move forward and not stop like everyone else.
I love that. And so how has that been just in your professional life, right? Like,
it's been unique because I kind of am a Tigger. I'm not a rock star. I'm not a CEO. I'm not a model. I'm not being mean, but my tits aren't out, even though whatever. You know, I don't slot into any category that you would think. I'm Dawn. And for the longest time, I felt kind of like alienated because I didn't fit in. But then I realized I wasn't supposed to. The leaders don't fit in. They stand out. And I'm fine with that now.
Sorry, excuse me. Yes, you're absolutely right. Leaders aren't supposed to stand fit in, right? That's the whole definition of the word.
I'm trying to blend in. I have. It doesn't work. I mean, I even ended up going into a motorcycle bar the other day. Like, I'm like, because one of the friends I was with was like, oh, let's go over here. I'm like, okay. I go in there, and all of a sudden, it's like everyone's talking about. I'm like, I was trying to keep my head down. It didn't work. It just didn't work.
So can you think of a major setback in your life that later set you up for success?
Absolutely. And I hope, and okay, hold on. Not gonna cry, but my dad. I almost didn't come back from that one.
Yeah.
And literally, Anil saved my life that time, and AJ pretty much put me on a right path this last time, because both of the instances that you know on Clubhouse that I talked to you about, and then losing my father, were both things that I thought were completely devastating to the point that they were not recoverable from. They killed a part of me to the core that I'm like, I cannot rebound from this. But like I said earlier, when you asked me where my why was, I was never allowed to give up. It wasn't in my DNA, the way that I was raised. And so even when I got down to the lowest point that I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm so fucking done. I was just like, I can't give up. Let me find another way. And so I looked for whatever positive I could from it, even if the only positive was, and I scared some people with this one, because after my dad died, someone came up on me and I was like, you know what? I said, after seeing him pass, I said, you can't hurt me. You can't. And I had at backstage at one punk rock show, there's this kid was like going off. He was like literally like bouncing. He was on something. I don't even know what he was on. And security was like, do you need security? I'm like, no. I said, if you want to come with me to make yourself feel better. And the guy's like, I could hurt you. And I looked up at the sky and I'm like, I can't think how. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you actually have that kind of fortitude that you're like, when you've gone through so much pain, I've had twins. I had three children under 22 months that I was taking care of. I've managed rock stars. I've gone for an entire month practically without sleeping or eating, taking care of my father on hospice. What are you going to bring at me that's going to make me fall?
Yeah.
So those things that I thought were absolutely unsurmountable actually made me a very dangerous and formidable force, you know?
I love it. So... And especially some kid at a rock show who's just, you know, out of his mind. Like, what are you going to do, kid? I love it. So what is one of the best or most worthwhile investments you've ever made? Could be an investment of money, time, and yourself.
Myself. Realizing that I am important and that sometimes you have to say no. You have to. I've created a little thing that I say, clarify what the problem is, prioritize. If it's a priority, you're going to do it. Delegate. If you can delegate it to someone else, do you really need to be the one who does it? It might not be done as well as you could do it, but do you really need to focus your time and energy on it? And if it's none of those there, dismiss. And once you've gone through that kind of boop, 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 you won't believe how quickly you can go through situations. Like, clarify, because sometimes people run up to you and go, it's a problem, it's a problem, it's a problem. And I'm like, what exactly is the problem? You have to clarify what the issue is to see if there is a problem, or that you're attacking the right problem. Because some people kind of come to you, or you're presented a problem, it's kind of murky. You're like, get the information, clarify it. Prioritize it. If it's something that's important enough, you're going to spend the time on it. And that could be your family, you, whatever. If it's a priority, you'll find a way. If it's not, if it's.
Hold on, I think we lost her. She's frozen in time. I'm gonna screenshot that one, Dawn. We'll give her a chance to get back. I don't know what happened. Oh, there we are.
Too much.
Yeah, you were giving too much information. Oh, the universe was like, hold on.
I'm like, what did you say? I guess I wasn't a priority. You realize we picked the loudest day of the entire year.
Yeah, I know, right?
Time. 6 o'clock, the trick-or-treaters are over here congregating. And go ahead. And they literally drive them in.
Wow. So sorry. But I love what you were saying, though. Clarify, prioritize, and see if you can delegate. Is that right. What they three were?
Clarify, prioritize, delegate, dismiss, and just go through that. And you also need to make sure that you're saying yes to the right people. It's something that Anil taught me a while ago, is you have to understand that giving is not give to everyone, because some people will suck you dry. So you need to make sure there's some equitable exchange. It can be as much as, I appreciate you, I'm going to give you a connection, whatever. But there has to be an exchange. The people that are just taking from you, as soon as you start cutting them off, you have so much more time to focus on things that are really important and with people that are actually going to work with you, that you have such a solid team of people that are all like-minded that are giving and taking. You fly through your priorities.
I love that. I love that. I'm definitely going to
back in my comfy spot.
Right. I'm definitely going to implement that in my process. I'm in the process of building a team, and that is exactly the type of team I need.
Exactly.
What act of kindness were you once shown that you'll never forget?
Apparently none are coming to mind. No. Oh my God. I'm literally shown kindness every day. It's almost like I'm looking for the camera, because when you start bouncing kindness out and you're genuine and you're just like, no, it's cool, dude, whatever. I mean, this morning I go to Dunkin' and the guy's like, oh, you don't have to pay. I'm like, you know, you're looking around, you're like, why? But just the genuine respect and kindness that comes back to you that, actually, AJ is something that really blew my mind. When I was going through a crisis, he called me and stepped me through doing the computer security protocols that I needed to do without any judgment, without anything, very calmly, very graciously. And it made me feel like I had control compared to feeling completely out of control and being attacked. I was like, okay, I got this. So, and even though some things happen in life that require you to like, kind of like secure your gates, my roommate's been watching Game of Thrones. So kind of, I'm like thinking of the fort in my mind where they're like securing the gates and everything. Unfortunately, sometimes you have to be attacked in order to understand how to protect others from being attacked. Cause I had a situation where, someone was saying something about their website and their business. And I said, you need to protect it like a business. It's not a social club. You need to put in parameters. And I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't gotten attacked.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You can't have everyone smile on your face.
No doubt. And things don't happen to you. They happen for you. And there's always a lesson there.
It's happening for you. It's happening for you.
All right.
As you see the arrows fly, you're like, okay, I've learned to duck.
Absolutely. In the last 5 years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life?
Taking a beat. Instead of when something hits you all of a sudden reacting right away and just having to jump into action and just like, okay, I have to fix this. Every once in a while, I happen to step back, take a beat, and kind of realize that sometimes people have to take care of things themselves and see how things go compared to always being the savior. I'm trying to think. Just making sure, I mean, during the pandemic, it was crazy. One of the things that I learned where everyone else was kind of like huddling in place, which is fine. I absolutely respect. I have people that I want to keep safe and everything, absolutely. But while the music industry kind of shut down in the pandemic, I went ahead and switched over to doing film. I started doing voice acting. I started doing acting in front of the screen. I started helping with festivals. I managed backstage. I still took my safety measures. But because of that situation, because one avenue was closed, I didn't just hunker down and be like, you know, I opened myself up to making myself uncomfortable, putting myself in front of the camera. I now have several acting roles and I'm very proud. I just got back from LA and I walked the red carpet and I got the raw image from Getty and I'm like, this hasn't been photoshopped anything. I'm like, all right. So to be able to take care of yourself and look in the mirror and look at yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and realize that you're okay is really, really a difference in the last 5 years.
Now, how hard was that lesson to learn? And how, like, was there something that got you there that pushed you over the edge? Was it the pandemic?
Well, like I said, probably thankfully I've lost track, but about 3 or 4 years ago, I lost my dad and it went from literally walking in the hospital and, you know, I just done a landscaping job. I'm like, everything's going to be okay. And my mom did not understand what was going on. You know, when I said, well, wait a second, they said that they weren't going to be able to do any other surgeries, but yet you're saying they're going to do another surgery. These two things don't compute. And she comes out and is like, oh yeah, they said that your dad's on hospice. And I'm like, do you not understand what you just said? And she didn't. She didn't understand what that meant. And I went up against the heads of cardiology. I went up against the heads of the state and everything to make sure that he was cared for and given the support that he needed. And that was a major life change because I didn't take no for an answer. I mean, I remember one day the paramedics went to, you know, take him out. And I said, no, his wish is to stay here. I said, you will go through me. Well, not. And they said, well, we need to call the head of the Florida Medical. I'm like, get him on the horn. Let's go. You know, and like I said, when you get to be such a formidable force that people are like, okay, it's okay. You know, you can use it for good. And I use it for good, you know.
I love it. What advice would you give to a smart, driven kid, or just a kid in general, that's going out into the real world for the first time?
Breathe. Make sure that you realize that the little things like seeing the sunrises, looking up and trying to find the North Star, looking and seeing, I removed this reef from my front door just to put it like staging, and there were 3 frogs underneath of the reef to marvel at the little things. And realize that the little things are just as big as the big things that you think are. So it's like all of a sudden, if school calls and you're not getting the loan that you're supposed to get, or all of a sudden someone's breaking up with you or what have you, just realize that those little things are bullshit and that you need to focus on the little things that happen throughout the day. The person that smiled at you, the person that held the door, the person that laughed at your joke. You know, the way that warm water feels, the way that cold water feels, let those things be as intense to you as the other. You have 2 ways of looking at life, as if everything's a miracle or nothing. Mm-hmm. So look at as many things as a positive, and the bad things won't be as bad. Because I have 3 daughters and I love them dearly, but when the bad things hit, they're so overwhelmed by them like a tidal wave. And so trying to get them to have an even keel. And this sounds like I'm just throwing motivational things at you, but a skilled sailor was never made on calm seas. You don't learn the really tough stuff without going through the tough shit. So you've got to just kind of almost pray for rough seas so that you learn more, but just realize that you can weather through it. So just to realize that the good is good, the bad isn't as bad as it looks.
I love it. And you're right. This moment is really, that's all we have. You know, what happened back there and what's happening up there, those things are here right now. Right now is here. I love it. Okay, Dawn. So our mantra here at Deeply Rooted is kill the ego, ignite the soul. What does that mean to you?
It means stop being so in your head of how it's going to be perceived by others of who you are, and just do what you do. However it's perceived exteriorly, it doesn't matter as much as you doing what you're purpose is. So just to go through life and not really worry about how it's being received, and it'll be received good or bad or ugly. It doesn't, I'm not here in competition with them. I'm here in competition with myself, for me to be a better me, not for me to be perceived. And yes, I'll do makeup. I'll put myself together, because that's how you need to get further in the world, is the way that you're perceived, but not to really give a damn if everyone's your friend, if everyone likes you.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head right there. And that's why I like to ask that question, just because everyone kind of approaches it differently, right? But like you said, when you're in your head, or like AJ says, when you're in your head, you're dead, you know?
Yeah.
And we all have a purpose. We all have what I like to call our own genius, right? I don't believe anyone is a genius. I believe we have a genius, right?
Right.
And that's our greatest self. And that's your soul and who you're really supposed to be, right? And so let's go after that with reckless abandon and just see what the hell happens, right?
That seems like my motto. I've gone pretty far on that.
Right? And it's been a hell of a journey, right?
One hell of a ride. I'm coming in like,
well, I see you coming down off that mountain in that golf cart. I have that whole visual.
Oh my God. I'm just like, am I dead? I don't even think I'm going to tell that story, because too many people might be hearing it. They don't know what it is.
They're like, whoa. Okay.
But that's what happens when you give me that much access and no rules.
Yeah. He's, balls to the wall.
Just I'm like, pray you for us all. Concert your way or my way.
Okay. So we just have a few more questions, and then I'll let you get back to your Halloween night. But I'm loving hearing the kids in the background. That's doing something for me. Yeah.
All right. We have a little girl scout. We have a cat. We have Jason.
Okay. So we all have that moment in our journeys where we want to call it quits, when we're at our lowest, so to speak. And I know you've kind of touched on this already, but when you reached that point on your own path, how did you fight through and what kept you going?
That's the important part. Someone had told me a long time ago something about like an emotional or spiritual toolkit, and I didn't know what the F they were talking about. But you need to find what makes you happy. You need to find the things that you pull from in your darkest hour so that you can go to those. It could be, my simple things are, I like being next to water. I need to be near water, or like a bath. Different things that bring you any form of peace, or that bring you back to the present. And that's an interesting thing real quick. I'm just going to touch on this, because I didn't understand what people meant by being in the present, because it's a strange concept. Because what is the present? You're not thinking of the future. You're not thinking of the past. What's that mean? Get a tattoo. You'll know. Because you are not focused on anything else other than that very second that you are in, that you are enduring, that you're going through, that you're feeling the pain, or you're looking on the wall, or you're like going, and all of a sudden, when you realize that you are in the presence and there's so much peace in the presence, then you can understand that you can control the present. You can't control what happened even a second ago, and you cannot project what's going to happen a year from now. All you can do is be in control of that very second. And so, like I said, to take a beat and to be able to breathe. And if I have been at my lowest, I will go to sleep. No. I'll just like, okay, night. let's reinvent this in the morning. Reach out to people that are in that toolkit that you can talk to. Go to wherever you are in safely in your mind, in your head, wherever. And just kind of wait it through. It's kind of like if you've ever seen the signs on a beach that say riptide, If you've ever been in a riptide, you'll understand this completely. It's when all of a sudden the undertow is just churning so badly that it's holding you. No matter how hard you swim, you're just going to exhaust yourself because you're never going to get to shore. Never, ever, ever, ever. But if you just kind of lay back and let it pull you out and go with the flow, it will pretty much throw you out of it. So when you're going through the toughest times, realize it's almost like a rip current. Where if you're going to go ahead and struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle, you're going to wear your ass out and you're not going to be able to do anything other than die, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to exhaust yourself. Sometimes you got to take a beat, step back, and just see if it just dumps you out and readjust what you need to do. And sometimes you need to readjust your expectations, because sometimes it's almost an emotional death where something that we really wanted is gone. And sometimes you just have to be like, okay, that sucks. Move on.
I love it. So now, on a more day-to-day, boots on the ground, right? So if you feel overwhelmed or unfocused throughout the day, or if you've lost your focus temporarily, how do you snap back?
Triple or quad espresso. doing something for me. When I exercise, do my water, and literally make sure I'm taking care of myself, I'll get myself back on point. While I'm going into the danger zone and just being like, F it, Netflixing, sleeping, what have you, and you go into that little, you know, spiral, like the little Alice in Wonderland, like, woo, you know. Oh my God, just going ahead and going, wait a second, I'm important enough to take care of myself. So snap out of it, hut to, very military-like, and like, go. So it's mental. You have to do it mentally. You have to like be like, all right, suck it up, buttercup, let's go.
It's all mindset, right? I love it. So here's one of my favorite questions. If you could have a gigantic billboard that millions of people would see with anything on it, what would it say and why?
I knew I should have done my homework. Oh my God. Literally, probably breathe. Because breathing is so essential to everything. Even it's like whenever I've really been stressing out, one of my friends is like, okay, breathe like it's inside of a box. You know? Yeah. And it's like when you're going through labor, when you're in pain, when you're having an issue, what have you, if you bring it back to your core and you freaking breathe, you bring in the oxygen and you just, you know, just a simple act of breathing can get you through so much. And it's almost like that would almost be like a kickstart, because if you had just that with a period on a sign, that's it. Almost everyone would stop, take a beat and go, they would, and without, it would just be in their mind. Or the other ones would be like, let me research why. You know? Yeah. And they'd realize that it was so beneficial. So I think breathe with a period in a nice little font, pink background. I see it right now. Is that what we're gonna do?
Yeah. Well, what I did in the first season is I took everybody's billboard quotes and I made designs and t-shirts with them. So you just designed it. It's coming.
It's lettering. So it's breathe with a period with just a nice background. That's it. Yep, I see it. So, okay. My first million, that's what we're doing.
I love it. My music background, I always like to ask this question. All right. Is there a song that you would consider the soundtrack to your life?
You're going to know way too much about me. Go ahead.
Or a song that you turn to for strength, either one or both.
God. Now you're really touching on them. Well, Numb by Linkin Park.
Okay.
You know, I've become so numb. It's just like, all right, numbing out. And one song that I cannot have on anything less than 8 is Machine Head by Bush. Okay. And the more that I've researched that song and the more that you actually listen to the words, it's like, it's amazing. So that's my pump up song, and Numb would probably be the soundtrack of my life, because it's like all of a sudden it's like, all right, just whew, you know,
breathe.
Period. The period, very important. And Ed Gavin backstage, and he smells like unicorns and rainbows and chocolate chip cookies. That man puts off so much positive energy. It is ridiculous. I'm like, I was always a fan of his, but, and I don't really fangirl at all. And I'll tell you like the two times I ever did, but just to actually meet and hang out with him, just, oh my God, that was amazing. That was amazing. The one time that I actually did fangirl is I was on Facebook, and there's a show called Phineas and Ferb. I think it's on Disney or something like that. And there is a song called Squirrels in My Pants, where Candace like has a squirrel running up her pants. It's like, squirrels in my pants, right? Mm-hmm. And I had posted that because I'd seen a squirrel and my mind just goes like that. And someone said, Martin, did you put her up to that? I was like, what? And so all of a sudden I get a message. Martin is the singer-songwriter for Phineas and Ferb. Oh, hi! I've got a friend. It's Halloween. Come on. You're on in the middle of the podcast. Come on. Hi. Hi, this is Veronica
Stephan. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, that's my dad.
Hi.
You have to come over here.
Over here?
Yeah, do not burn. Which
hello.
She has brought me libations.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the crack.
Let the party begin, right?
I love you too. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Oh my God. Here, hold on. I'm getting my picture taken. I can't make this up.
That's good. You look really cute in that setting.
Oh my God.
There we go. Right.
What was the question? Oh my gosh.
We weren't really on a question. My last question that I have is there anything that we can do to serve you or to help you?
Oh dear God. I sound like the Jerry Springer show, but it's just like, be kind to each other. You know, just don't be a dick. That's it. I mean, if all of us, it's like whenever I'm working a show, they're like, oh, well, what rules do you have? I'm like, don't be a dick. As long as you do that, we're good. We're good.
You know what? Raising my boys, I have three boys, right? And that was a reoccurring theme. I never said don't be a dick. I always say don't be a jerk, right? But that's one of the lessons I drive home.
If I said jerk, they'd be like,
yeah. You know? Yeah, but that's what I tell my kids all the time. Don't be a jerk. Like, that's just all I really want. Like, do what you want. Live, you know, have fun. Just don't be a jerk, dude. You know, so
just be genuine, and I mean, approach things without having ill intentions. If you approach things seeing how you can bring good to a situation, no matter what it is, and you're doing the right thing because it's the right thing, and you're reacting, it's like this one scene keeps on flashing in my mind, so I guess I'm gonna say it because I didn't realize I had made such an impact on this guy. I was running a music festival. I was running a stage, and all of a sudden, the way that they had the stage legs, it was like this, and so something had pushed into it, and the stage was like collapsing from this side down, and so it was going to domino effect. And as soon as this side went, this was going to go. And so I went ahead. I told the sound guy to cut. I told the band to back up because the stage was in two sections. You had the front of the stage, which was the extension, then you had the back of the stage, which was solid. And without waiting, I just dove under the stage and karate chopped the back into position. And then I'm like, okay. And then, you know, secured it real quick and jumped back out without missing a beat. And I had a guy tell me the other day, he's like, that was my first time I ever met you. And that was just like, what? Because as I was doing it, he's just like, oh, I can help, I can do whatever. And I think if we had more of the mentality of just do it, instead of looking around and going, is someone going to help? Who's going to help? Where's the help? You just do it. This world would be such a better place because things would just get done and it would be for the benefit. I wasn't jumping under the stage because I wanted the stage to be nice and pretty. I was making sure that it was done.
Because it needed to be done.
Right, exactly. It needed fixing. It got fixed. And so if more people would approach life like that, I think it would be a much more beautiful world.
I love it, Don. You are so awesome. And this was such a great interview. And thank you for taking your time. I want you to get to enjoying your libations and Veronica and the kids.
Brought to me. Halloween.
So, yes, thank you so much, Don. And I love you, sister. And I
love
will...
you. And guess what? Guess what? I will be seeing you.
Yes.
I'm coming down to West Palm, and I'm like the Uber. I can't stay because I have other places that I need that I'm already need to go. I've actually got to go up to, I get to go to another red carpet premiere of one of the movies that I worked on, Harvey. I just got back from LA and did that. So the next one is going to be in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. But I'm literally only me. I'm going south to go north. Me and AJ and Joelle and you. And then I'm going to head over to Tennessee. One of my friends' bands, Gemini Syndrome's on tour. And when someone that you love has a shop, is a musician, you support them. So from there, and then I'm going over to Tampa because some of my friends that he's in a play, Darius played the main role of Harvey. So I'm going to go catch a play on the 11th. Then going to Tennessee, then to Kentucky. I'm going to help one of my girlfriends whose husband's in the hospital with COVID. So love you, Kim. Going to help her with a honey-do list. Shoot over to Baltimore, see my daughters, and then come back down and see a few people through Georgia and come back.
Always on an adventure, Don. I love it.
Always. Live life full speed, man.
All right. Well, you be safe. Have a great evening.
Happy Halloween. So
happy Halloween. I'll talk to you later.
Take care, babe.
Oh, wow. Just like I knew it would be, another awesome interview. There was so much knowledge and gems dropped right there. So I hope you guys learned something. Thank you for hanging out with us. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Deeply Rooted, thedeeplyrootedshow.com. We have merch on there. YouTube, all past episodes, the Facebook group for daily inspiration and quotes. We'll be back stronger and better than ever. Love you guys. Have a great evening.